Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's broadcast is made possible by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center with 11 locations in Ocean and Monmouth County and the official team physical therapist for the Lakewood Blue Claws. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com.
While we have a big win, obviously, for St. Rose as they knock off number four Middletown South. The Purple Roses now 25-0. Kevin, I know you've got the scoring totals. Why don't we close the door on that, and then we'll start to peek ahead to this next semifinal game.
For the Purple Roses of St. Rose, Matt, Kat Phipps leads the way with 24 points. 20 of them in the first half when she hit 6 3-pointers. A big night for Jen Lauro, averaging just 3 points a game. She scores 19. Her older sister, Jess, with 14, 7 for Lovin Marsicano, and 5 for Ellen Stoll for their total of 69 points. The quarters read this way, 19-19, 21-10. It was that middle period, the second and third quarters, when St. Rose scored 40 points to really kind of take control of this game. For the Eagles of Middletown South, their leading scorer, Steph Kars, scored what she averages all season long, 17 to lead the way. 10 for Alexandra Balsamo, 9 for Haley DeLonzo, 7 by Julia Valkos, 6 from Madison Curtis off the bench for their total of 49. The quarter scores 15-10, 15-9. The Eagles suffer the loss. They bow out in the semifinals. They'll now get ready for the state tournament,
of which they are the number one seed in Central Jersey Group 3. We wish them luck and appreciate their help getting us set for the broadcast. A valiant run in the Shore Conference tournament. So now the third matchup of the season between Manasquan and St. John Vianney, the third of what could be four if you count a potential showdown of the TOC, as both of these teams will be considered favorites in their state groups. And Kevin, the last time out, let's talk about that one first. 64-39, the win for Manasquan. I actually had the opportunity to do that one on TV, and it was a game that Manasquan early on in the first quarter had a pretty slow start and then poured it on from there. No big surprise who led the way, Marina Mabry, who had 24 points and 14 rebounds. And Manasquan ran St. John Vianney out of the gym.
Matt, was that a case of St. John Vianney not playing well or Manasquan really playing well?
I think it was a case of the latter rather than the former. I think Manasquan just hit all strides on that particular night. And rare is the time that you see St. John Vianney kind of unable to deal with adverse circumstances because of the history of their program. But that was a night where they just could not get anything done at all, and I would imagine we'll be looking for some revenge going into it. And you go back to early January, it was just the opposite. It was a Vianney win, 58-51, that kind of set the stage for that second matchup. And both of these teams, obviously, great records. Manasquan 21-2, St. John Vianney 20-2. You talk about what they are during the course of the state rankings, number two now versus number three, same here in the Shore Conference tournament. I think this at least has the makings of somewhere in between. I don't think Manasquan will blow them out because you'd have to think that St. John Vianney will make whatever adjustments they need to make going into this one tonight.
I guess the question really comes down, and it's sort of been like this for Manasquan, is who can match up with Marina Mabry and who can control her? You know, I almost laugh. She's listed as a 5'11 guard. Which would probably make her the biggest guard in the state, certainly in the Shore. And clearly she does everything. But, like, for example, on Saturday against Neptune, and I thought the Scarlet Flyers, Matt, did a great job. They made the game ugly. They got it sloppy, and I thought Neptune got Manasquan out of their game. But then when the Warriors just, you know, couldn't get it together, what did they do? They went down to Mabry in the low post, in the box. She hit back-to-back little layups and kind of, you know, just as it got scary, kind of gave them some breathing room. So she is clearly the do-it-all. And I always wonder about coaches' strategies when you have such a dominant player on the other team. Do you take the attitude, we'll let her, you know, we're not going to let her beat us. We're going to take her out of the game, let someone else step up. Or do you go the opposite way and say, hey, if we hold her to 20, we're winning the game, or something like that?
Well, if you look at what she has done in the two games, she had 26 in the loss to St. John Vianney. She had 24 in the win. So she got her points one way or the other. So I'm not sure how St. John Vianney defends her. You know, you look at the at the Vianney roster, and you'd have to think that they have someone who could at least match up to her. I mean, you're talking about Kelly Campbell, who's going to DePaul. You're talking about tons of talent. I think the one player that, you know, and again, having seen the game live and in person last time, the one player who St. John Vianney needs a little bit more out of is Gigi Caponegro, who I think is the one who athletically and size-wise can kind of play Mabry a little bit more. She's 6 foot, she's listed as a forward, but she's an athletic player where I think she can at least use her body size to maybe get in the way a little bit more.
I agree, and she's the second leading rebounder on the team behind Campbell with nearly 6 rebounds per game, so you would think, you know, you can put her inside. Vianney maybe a little deeper, not afraid to go to the bench, a little more confident maybe when they go 8-9. Manasquan pretty much is 5-6-7 maybe. You know, that's it. So does that become a factor in this game? You know, let's face it. There's nothing revolutionary that's going to happen tonight. Not only do these teams know each other from playing twice already this year, all these girls know one another from AAU and travel teams and reputations and all of that. So there's nobody going to be surprised. But then you wonder, who's the one player who can be like Jen Laura was last game? You know, she scores 19, averages 3. Who's that player tonight on either team that could emerge and have a game that is totally unexpected and to be the difference?
And I think it's a big question for both teams. We'll come back. We'll finish our pregame show for this one. We'll get you set for the start with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. All right around the corner. Let's take a 3-minute timeout here. A little of a statement break. Make sure we've got everything locked and loaded for you. Semifinal number 2. Winner of this one will match up with St. Rose in Friday night's final at Monmouth University. You're listening to Shore Conference Tournament Action live on the Shore Sports Network.
For high school basketball coverage all season long, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
The 2015 Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on the Shore Sports Network is powered by Monmouth Medical Center, a Barnabas Health facility. Life is better, healthy.
Round number 3 between St. John Vianney and Manasquan. Pits both teams here in the second of the two semifinals. St. Rose advancing with a 69-49 win over Middletown South. So the Purple Roses will await the winner of this one. Good opportunity for us to take a peek at our starting lineups. First for St. John Vianney with wins over Matawan and Freehold Township to get to this point. They will start number 4, Courtney Dobrinsky, in the backcourt. 5'9" sophomore will be joined in the backcourt as well by number 5, Kelly Crouch, who's a 5'5 guard and a member of the junior class. Kelly Campbell, who's already committed to DePaul, a junior as well, 5'9", wearing number 20, will start the front court. Number 15, Kimmy Evans, who's a 6'3 sophomore and 6 foot junior. Number 25, Gigi Caponegro, will start in the front court as well. Dawn Carpell is the head coach, her 10th year at St. John Vianney. She is a graduate of SJV as well. For Manasquan, they are under the direction of Lisa Kokoda, the head coach for the Big Blue. They will start a pretty young lineup, short of their two seniors, but it will be number 23, Marina Mabry, to anchor everything. Mabry, who's one of the top players in not just the state, but in the country, on her way to the University of Notre Dame. Courtney Hageman will start in the backcourt as well, 5'8". Senior wearing number 24. The rest of the starting lineup, number 10, Gara Mabry, the younger sister, 5'6", freshman. Number 11, Stella Clark, will start tonight as well, 5'4", sophomore. And Victoria Galvin will start, the 6 foot sophomore wearing number 30. She's already committed her collegiate career in softball, one of the top softball players down at USC.
And if you remember last year, St. John Vianney, one of their top players was Kate Berriant, who's now the pitcher at Notre Dame. So a couple of interesting facts here, courtesy of Frank Moeller, a St. John Vianney assistant coach, who I'd like to hire as a sports information director.
He's good, right?
Oh, my goodness. You talk about a guy who gives you a lot of material. Outstanding. Dawn Carpell, this is her 10th season, Matt, at St. John Vianney, where her career record is 215-45. Pretty impressive, huh? And if you add the coaching stops she had before at Keensburg and Holmdel, She is 291 and 88 at a relatively young age. So she is going to collect, if she continues to coach, she's going to collect some serious numbers before she's done. Won two Tournament of Champions as a player, one as a coach. That in itself I found pretty interesting. St. John Vianney has been in the Tournament of Champion Finals nine times, winning six, though. Those are both records. And in terms of Shore Conference tournament success, let's start with Manasquan. You mentioned that. They won it last year in 2014, twice before, 1983 and 1981, so three. St. John Vianney, 12. Although it's been a long drought, they have not won this in 10 years since 2005. But before that, bear with me, we've got a little time to kill. 2004, 2002, 1999, 1998, 1997, 1996, 1995, 1994, 1992, 1991, 1990. It was a stretch in which they basically won the darn thing every year.
Short of a couple of times after that as well where they made the finals but also lost. They've been more than any other team here in the Shore Conference. Their history is certainly well documented.
And Manasquan coach Lisa Kokoda, we were trying to figure this out on over the weekend. She's in her third season. She played on Saturday in the quarterfinals. Her husband Matt, the first-year head coach at Wall, also in the quarterfinals. Do you think there's ever been a husband and wife kind of combination that has done that before?
That's a pretty good question.
Right?
I can't even remember too many husband-wife combinations of coaching.
No.
Right?
You'd have to really think hard on that one. So there you go.
Starting lineups will be set to be introduced here. It'll allow us to duck out for one quick 60-second timeout. We'll do that right now and come back with the opening tip-off. Manasquan at St. John Vianney right after this. You're listening to Shore Conference Basketball exclusively on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on the Shore Sports Network.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's, featuring their all-new chicken cheesesteak, fresh grilled to order and with six different delicious varieties. Try one for lunch or dinner.
We welcome you back here to the home of the Mustangs, Brick Memorial High School, the site for the Girls Shore Conference Tournament. Kevin and I back on the air tomorrow night. We'll be live from Brookdale Community College for the boys' semifinals, CBA and Toms River North, Neptune and Rumson, a couple of upstart teams that have made their way through to the semifinals. We'll have all that action starting same time as tonight, right around 6 o'clock, and we'll bring you the finals from Monmouth University on Friday night as well, a boys-girls doubleheader, girls up first, and then the boys will follow after that.
As we get set for this second semifinal, a three-man officiating crew, George Fixter, Bruce Stallworth, and Larry Wiltbank. They'll get set to toss it up, and we'll be underway with the third meeting of the season between the Lancers and the Warriors. For the winner, a trip in the Shore Conference Finals on Friday night. For the loser, bitter disappointment.
St. John Vianney, the three seed, will wear the dark road uniforms tonight, all black, with the gold lettering and gold numerals. Manasquan in their home whites, dark blue numerals with the gray outline. We're set for basketball here. Game number two. Galvin will jump center with Kimmy Evans. And the opening tip is a jump ball off the opening tip. Two players coming together. They'll have to do it again. Don't see that very often. It'll be Caponegro and Hageman.
Hageman looks like she doesn't know what to do. She's never jumped before, probably.
To jump center, and the opening tip is won by St. John Vianney as Dobrinsky starts with it. Campbell will come over and collect. Down low, the feed goes to Kimmy Evans. Kick out now for Caponegro. Matched up by Marina Mabry. Evans has it pinned off by Galvin, then stripped away by Vianney. Caponegro will take the left corner jumper, halfway down and no good. Marina Mabry able to clear the rebound. Mabry, coast to coast, left side layup, count it, and the foul. She'll create contact all night long and make a good chunk of them. Mabry's first free throw is good. Give Manasquan a 3-0 advantage on the game's first points. 7:15 to go in the opening quarter. Caponegro will give off to Dobrinsky. Here comes the double harassing defense by Manasquan. Kick in the corner for Crouch. Not much of a shooter as the point guard taken away by Stella Clark. Clark, the quick-moving sophomore. Dara Mabry with it, looking to go to the right. Marina Mabry with it. That's the matchup we thought we might get. Caponegro has Marina Mabry. Clark with it. We'll pull back out and reset the offense. 6:40 to go in the opening quarter. Manasquan up 3-0. Galvin down inside. Hageman with it. On the block, didn't turn and shoot. Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll be Manasquan basketball with 6:35 to go, quarter number one. And the Big Blue up 3-0.
Thought she had a chance to get the shot up, but she was underneath and I guess felt uncomfortable there.
Dara Mabry on the drive. Hageman will take the three and connect. 6-0 Manasquan. Good start for the Big Blue.
Hageman is a streaky shooter. She's had a lot of cold spells, but boy, when she comes out gunning and gets on fire early, she can be a major offensive weapon.
Kimmy Evans flashing out high. Gives off now to Campbell, who's checked by Stella Clark. Campbell, good crossover move. Will drive through the lane. Almost got it to go. Instead, we'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Campbell, who had 19 in the win, 11 in the loss to Manasquan, the two earlier times these teams played.
Foul on Mabry. That's her first.
First team foul as well. And Campbell makes the first of two free throws. Second one, also good. Hits at a pretty good clip from the line, right around 90%. 6-2, Manasquan leads. 2 minutes gone by in the first quarter. Clark with it at the half-court emblem. Feeds off on the right for Dara Mabry. Gives to Marina Mabry, looking to drive past Caponegro. Right side layup, up and in. Big start here for Marina Mabry. 8-2, Manasquan the advantage. Crouch will try and answer with a three. Off the mark, no good. Down inside, Dara Mabry with the defensive rebound. Manasquan will try and hope that St. John Vianney takes those quick shots. Clark gets bumped on the drive. And then a whistle on Crouch, who went to the floor. It'll be her first and the team's second.
Crouch trying to get the referee to call a jump ball there, but a little contact and a little grabbing of the arm results in the foul.
Clark off the inbound, short on the jumper. Caponegro able to grab the loose ball for Vianney. Dobrinsky harassed in the backcourt. Campbell breaks the timeline, gives back to Dobrinsky. In between the circles. Hageman will play out defensively. Crouch sets the screen. Dobrinsky penetrates. Evans down inside. Left side layup up and in for Kimmy Evans.
Off a terrific pass from Dobrinsky.
8-4 with 4:45 to go. Manasquan leads here by four. Galvin steps out to help the offense. Clark with it on the right perimeter. Check by Campbell. Marina Mabry, good ball fake. Step in from the three-point line, top of the key. No good. Caponegro makes it one and done. In transition, Dobrinsky gets it. Down the right side, holds the pivot foot. Jump shot from 10 is no good. Marina Mabry with the rebound. Harassed by Evans. Good bounce pass down inside for Dara Mabry. This will go all the way to the backcourt. Touched by Galvin. And it will be St. John Vianney basketball. Tina LeBron checking into the game for St. John Vianney. And number 21, Zoe Pirro, will come in as well. Pirro transferred in a season ago, St. John Vianney. Only played half a year, but a good interior presence. Campbell with it. Checked by Dara Mabry. Caponegro gets it. Feed off for Pirro, who wasn't expecting it, and it was last touched by Campbell. It'll be Manasquan basketball. Midway through our first quarter, it's Manasquan 8, St. John Vianney 4. Clark gives off to Mabry. Feed down inside Galvin, who is fouled by Pirro.
Galvin did a good job, Matt, of getting inside position, and Mabry spotted her right away. Made a nice entry pass.
Pirro's first, team's third. Off the inbound, Clark tried to check it. Dara Mabry tried to throw it off of any player who wasn't looking, but when she caught it back, she was out of bounds. Campbell brings it up court off the turnover. 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Crouch with it. No look feed for Pirro. Step back jumper from the foul line. Too strong. Marina Mabry with the rebound. Campbell up court trying to slow her down. Mabry's bumped at the block by Pirro, who will commit her second and the team's fourth. That will get Dawn Carpel to go back to the bench real quick. Pirro will check out. Caponegro will check out as well. Evans will come back in along with Dobrinski.
Manasquan goes to the bench for the first time. They'll bring in Addy Masonius and Jillian Black, replacing Hageman and Dara Mabry.
Black will trigger the inbound. 5'7 junior. We'll use Galvin, who will take the long two. Rims out, no good. Campbell with the rebound for Vianney. We've been stuck at 8-4 for a little bit. Campbell, top of the key. Feeds Dobrinski. Baseline jumper off on the right, no good. Galvin does great to clear the glass for Manasquan. Clark gets it. Brings it up court in transition. Gives off to her cousin, Addie Musonius. Galvin out of the high post. Marina Mabry clearing out space. Jumper is good from 12. 10-4 Manasquan.
Marina has 7 of the 10, off to a good start.
Campbell brings up court down the right side of the lane. Penetrates. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Around the perimeter. Crouches 3. That's off the mark. Galvin, another rebound for Manasquan. And then she's hit by Campbell, a loose ball foul. Unless it's on Galvin. It will be. Could have swore that was going to be on Campbell.
Wow. Lisa Kokoda agrees with you. She's still arguing.
Vanessa Pinho will come in. Crouch will check out for St. John Vianney. So Galvin gets whistled for her first, team second. Campbell dumps down high post, now a little bit low on for Evans off the feed from Dorbinski. Marina Mabry takes it away. Hageman back into the game. Will knife her way through traffic. Missed the layup off on the right side. Evans can't hang on to the outlet pass. Jillian Black there to grab it for Manasquan. Hageman skips between the circles for Clark. 2:10 to go. Clark weaves her way through. Hageman's open three. It's good. She's got a pair from the outside, 6 for the game, and now a 9-point lead for Manasquan. As Dawn Carpel has seen enough, we'll take a 30-second timeout. Big Blue lead it 13-4.
And we'll tell you how broadcast tonight is made possible by RKE Athletic, your total resource for varsity jackets, team uniforms, and so much more. The official clothing supplier of the Shore Sports Network. Visit RKEAthletic.com.
2:02 to go here, quarter number one. We saw St. Rose advance into the finals with a 20-point win over Middletown South. They await the winner of this. Manasquan off to a good shooting start. A couple of threes from Courtney Hageman, and 7 points for Marina Mabry have put the 13 up on the board.
Well, Vianney in a hole that they would not like to be in this early. Really not getting much going offensively at all, Matt. I think the Warriors have played superb defense in the early going. Manasquan, a team that sometimes plays to the level of its competition. To me, they've looked much more intense tonight than they did on Saturday against Neptune.
Their two losses, Manasquan's on the year. One to Vianney and one to St. Rose. Campbell gives to Caponegro. Foul line jumper is well short. Saved by Pinho from going out of bounds. Manasquan able to collect. Vianney hustling back defensively. Black wide open from three. It's good. Jillian Black hitting one from the outside. 3 threes in the quarter for Manasquan, who's got a 12-point advantage. Caponegro trying to feed down low. Evans. Ball deflected away. Hageman gets it. Darren Mabry will run the show here with 70 seconds to go in the quarter. It has been all Manasquan here. Darren Mabry, long three. It's good. That one from 25 feet away, and it's a 15-point game now for the Big Blue.
El Fuego for the Warriors.
Mabry able to poke it away from LeBron. And then a foul comes as the two come together at midcourt. It'll be Darren Mabry who will get whistled for the foul.
As it should be.
After a good job of poking it away.
The ball went loose, and she literally dived on the Vienna player. That was an easy call for the official.
You know, Kevin, you said these teams and players familiar from the AAU circuits and high school circuits. One thing we didn't talk about, there's not a whole lot of love between these two programs.
Oh, did I forget to mention that?
You did not. Crouch down inside. Caponegro goes baseline. The spinning runner is no good. Black with the rebound. Dribbles through a double and gets hit. It should be on Pinho. It'll be her first and the team's fifth.
Boy, everything going the way of the blue and white. They're likely to hold for one here. Lisa Kokoda shouting instructions as Darren Mabry brings it over half court.
Mabry crossing over, going left. Black with it. Down to 20 now in the first quarter. Darren Mabry with it. She'll take the three. Short. Almost used the glass to get it in. Now Vianney will get a possession. Coming up court. Trailing 19-4. Campbell knifes her way through traffic. Right side layup is up and in. Clock will expire here with Darren Mabry letting it go. Caponegro blocked it. Manasquan with a 19-6 advantage after one. We step out after a frantic 8 minutes of basketball. 30-second timeout. We're back with more coverage of the Shore Conference Tournament right here on the Shore Sports Network.
For high school basketball coverage all season long, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by the Horn Law Group, a full-service firm that specializes in family law, divorce, estate planning, business services, and personal injury law. Visit hornlawgroup.net.
We saw how important the three-pointer could be in the opening game with Cat Phipps, who exploded for big points in the first half for St. Rose, who knocked off Middletown South. Kevin, a very similar situation for Manasquan here through the first 8 minutes.
Yeah, four threes in the opening quarter, so 12 of their 19 points come from long range. And if you're Dawn Carpell, one of the things you have to tell your players was, look, they're not going to shoot like that the whole game. Let's just work our way in. There's no such thing as a 13-point shot. We're not going to make it up in one basket. You have to chip away here.
You hope that they're not going to shoot like that for the rest of the game. Manasquan basketball off the timeout. Marina Mabry with it. Working off on the left side. Off the screen and roll. Darren Mabry gets it high. She'll penetrate. The runner halfway down. No good off the glass. Hageman saves it from going out of bounds. And it's Darren Mabry to pull back out here for Manasquan. 25 seconds gone by in the second quarter. Big Blue lead 19-6. Marina Mabry with it. Went right. Kick back left. Gives off to little sister Dara, who draws a double. Now in a mismatch, Evans had her. Hageman will drive baseline on the right side. Look to feed down low for Galvin, who lost it. Going out of bounds, and it will be Vianney basketball. St. John Vianney with 6 points in that first quarter. Gets their first crack here in quarter number two. Dobrinski looking to feed down inside for Evans. Evans runs into a double as Marina Mabry came over. Jump ball is called on the possession hour. It will be Lancer basketball.
Really good help defense as she turned to the inside. Expected to have some room when there was Mabry, Marina, to pick her up.
Off the inbounds, Crouch has it. Kelly Crouch, the 5'5 point guard, gives to Campbell. Will penetrate down the lane. Give to Caponegro. The runner in the left is no good. Galvin gets the rebound. Clark quickly ahead of the field. Darryl Mabry with it. Couldn't hold the pivot foot at the left elbow. And we'll get called for the travel.
The last couple of possessions, not exactly good ones for Manasquan. With the 13-point lead, 6:30 left in the second quarter.
Crouch will take the long three. Rims out, no good. Marina Mabry with it. Two on two. Marina Mabry to the left hand. And an offensive foul is called. And Mabry didn't like the call, but will get whistled for the charge. Maybe clearing out with the forearm a little bit.
Well, that would have to be what it was, Matt, because there was no real body contact. It would have had to have been, as you said, pushing off. Looked like it was going to be a spectacular basket and chance at a three-point shot. Instead, it goes the other way.
Second one on Mabry. Fourth team foul. Three attempt by Crouch again is off the mark. Clark will walk it up court.
Meanwhile, Vianney just can't hit anything from outside.
2 minutes gone by in the second. 19-6, Manasquan. That's where we were at the end of one. Clark gives off to Marina Mabry. Hands back off to Clark. Galvin, skip pass from right to left. Hageman will give to Marina Mabry. Good ball fake on Caponegro. Hageman will drive. Galvin open from the right baseline. The six-footer's no good. Campbell with the rebound. Campbell in transition. Caponegro, a step in from three, is good. Long 19-footer, the step in from three, makes it 19-8.
Long time between baskets for the Lancers.
Manasquan has gone almost 3 minutes without scoring here in the second quarter also. Dara Mabry will try and change that. Her three's off the mark. Evans grabs the board for the Lancers. Campbell looking to push. Stop and pop. Quick three. Shot no good. Tipped up by Caponegro. Loose ball down inside. Possession arrow will give it to the Warriors. Dara Mabry will check out for a break. Jillian Black will come back in.
The younger Mabry being a bit more offensive, Matt, than she has been on a lot of occasions. She's really not been afraid to hoist it up tonight.
Had 11 points the last time these two teams played. Now with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. 19-8 Manasquan leads. Marina Mabry with it. Caponegro still defending. Inside. Ball is saved by Dobrinsky for a second, but can't tiptoe the sideline enough. It'll be Manasquan basketball off a nice hustle play from the sophomore Courtney Dobrinsky. In the backcourt, Clark will get it from Hageman. Clark, couple of crossovers. Black will give to Galvin, top of the key. Back to Black. Now Mabry gets it curling around a screen. Trying to feed down inside for Galvin, who couldn't hang on to it. And it will be Vianney basketball. You know, the door is open here for St. John Vianney, but they've got just 2 points in almost 3.5 minutes of basketball.
I think Manasquan scored their last basket with about 1:10 left in the first quarter. It's now almost over 5 minutes without any points.
Dobrinsky has it. We'll have a foul away from the basketball on Victoria Galvin. Matched up down inside. It'll be Galvin's second. Dara Mabry will come in. Galvin will check out. So Manasquan will go small here with Clark, Hageman, both Mabrys, and Jillian Black. Off the inbound, Campbell with it. Midpoint of the second quarter. Reverse layup for Kelly Campbell off on the right side with a pretty finish.
Campbell's got 8 of the 10, and the lead is down to 9. It was 15 at one point.
19-10. Manasquan has now gone more than 5 minutes without a basket going back to the first quarter. Hageman can't change it with a left side layup attempt. Clark will get whistled for a loose ball foul. To say over the top at 5-5, 5-4, but she did go over the top.
I'm not so sure that Manasquan shouldn't call a timeout here. Now, one of the things they might want to do is get Marina Mabry touches on the offensive end. She really has not even shot the ball much at all this quarter, has not been an offensive factor.
Campbell penetrating against Dara Mabry, and the foul comes.
Her second.
Mabry, just the freshman. Campbell, the DePaul commit as a junior.
A bad matchup there for the Warriors with Dara Mabry on Campbell, giving her about 4 or 5 inches.
First one by Campbell is good.
You know, the Lancers have really survived, Matt, what could have been an early, early blowout.
19-11 the score. Make it 19-12 as Campbell aces it again from the free throw line. It was a 15-point advantage. Now it's down to 7. Addy Masonius has checked in for Manasquan. 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Marina Mabry at the right elbow. Good pass down inside for Courtney Hageman, who was wide open on the right block and connects.
Mabry draws two defenders. She finds Hageman underneath for the easy layup.
21-12. Campbell, quick trigger. 3 from the outside. Kelly Campbell starting to heat up. 11 now for the game for Campbell. 11 of her team's 15. 6-point advantage for Manasquan. 21-15. Here's Jillian Black handing off to Marina Mabry. Now it's Dara Mabry. Crossover, baseline, bumped by Caponegro, who flashed out late off the switch. And for Caponegro, she'll be whistled for her first. And the team's 6th. Perro will come back in and replace Kimmy Evans. 21-15. Off the inbound, Masonius feeding back up top for Black. Dara Mabry with it. She's checked by Tina LeBron. Both teams have pretty much gone man-to-man the distance here defensively. 2.5 to go. Here's Marina Mabry handing off to Black. Hageman open from the left wing. Campbell popped out late defensively. Inside feed Marina Mabry against Caponegro, who will get whistled for the foul. And that looked like pretty good defense to me, and a tough whistle on Caponegro.
Well, a lot of ball, unless they're going to say there was some body involved, but Mabry spun to the basket, and Caponegro just had it read perfectly, knew exactly where she was going.
Caponegro gets whistled for her second, the team's 7th, as Marina Mabry missing from the free throw line.
2:20 left in the second quarter. Manasquan has scored 2 points in this quarter.
Mabry, who hits it about 79%. Going into the game, took 126 free throws. That's about 3 times as many as anybody else on the team. She makes the second to make it 22-15. 30-second timeout has been whistled on the floor. 2:20 to go here in quarter number 2. Manasquan 22, St. John Vianney 15.
And a good crowd, Matt. I wouldn't call it standing room only, right? Their seats are pretty much, the bleachers are pretty full here at Brick Memorial. And our credit to the staff here, Athletic Director Bill Bruno and Boys Basketball Coach Ed Sarluca, for getting everything ready to host tonight's game. Brookdale had a game tonight, could not host the girls' semifinals. Of course, we mentioned the boys will be back there tomorrow night. And then, of course, the girls-boys doubleheader on Friday at the MAC on the campus of Monmouth University will be in your turf. Should be very comfortable for you. I would expect royal treatment on Friday at your building.
I wouldn't count on that. You're with the wrong guy. 2:15 and rolling. Loose ball picked up here by Manasquan and Dara Mabry. Manasquan with a 7-point edge as we hit the 2-minute mark here in the second quarter. Masonius for Hageman. The long 3 from the right corner is no good. Loose ball deflected out. Last touch by Vianney. It'll be Masonius to put it in play. Baseline left. Mabry trying to open up to get it and does. Inside feed Masonius, who tried the reverse layup. Couldn't get it. Kimmy Evans with the loose ball, and Vianney will look to push. Crouch trying to go one-on-one against Musonius. And a bump on the perimeter from Addy Musonius, who will get whistled for the personal foul. Her first, team's eighth. It will send Kelly Crouch to the free throw line. Solid as well, 79%. Vianney is a team, 73% from the free throw line. And, of course, Crouch on par, missing. Marina Mabry bumped going up court. Ball is deflected. Hageman gets it. 85 seconds to go. Clark checked by Crouch.
Boy, had this one slowed down, Matt, on the second quarter.
Inside feed, Marina Mabry tried to knife through a double and then bumped Campbell. And Marina Mabry just picked up her third personal foul. That is a storyline moving forward. It'll also send Campbell to the free throw line for a 1-1. Campbell makes the first. We'll get one more. So Marina Mabry to the bench with three personal fouls. Campbell makes the second. It's a five-point game, as close as it's been in just about forever. And now Vianney will extend the pressure. Clark had the ball go off of a Vianney foot. Harassed in the backcourt was Hageman, who picked it up. Scramble inside. Hageman missed it. Clark there on the putback.
Stella big. Clark, right place, right time. As you said, Matt, big basket.
Big basket by the smallest player on the floor. Quick three in the corner by Pinho was missed. Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll be Manasquan basketball with 45 seconds to play in the half. 24-17, Big Blue.
Campbell has 13 of the Lancers' 17 points, really keeping Vianney in this game.
Clark able to cross her up, get up court in a hurry. Hageman had it in the far side corner. Will pull back out. See if Manasquan thinks about holding maybe here for one if they can. Black, who's checked by Pinho. Alex Kurtz, number 21, came in for Marina Mabry. Just got a touch. Clark spinning down inside. Threw it away. Intercepted by Pinho. And now it's Vianney who can hold for one.
Had Hageman open, thought she could hit her, but Pinho intercepts.
Campbell off on the right side. Open three. It's good for Tina LeBron. And Vianney has cut the lead to four. And that will do it in the first half. Great overall performance as St. John Vianney outscores Manasquan 14-5 in that second quarter. We'll step out for 2 minutes. Back right after this quick timeout. Talk about this one and a whole lot more right after this two-minute pause. It's Manasquan 24, St. John Vianney 20. We're back with more Shore Conference basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Shore Conference basketball tournament on the Shore Sports Network.
Halftime here from the home of the Mustangs, Brick Memorial, 24-20. Manasquan with the advantage over St. John Vianney. The 2-versus-3 matchup with the winner to take on St. Rose in Friday night's final. And what will be another doubleheader for us. We do two tonight, two tomorrow. The boys' semifinals taking place. CBA Times River North, Neptune, and Rumson Fairhaven. And good enough to give us some time as Kevin will talk things over with the very capable Scott Stump, who's taking in this action tonight. A little bit more tomorrow, a little bit more on Friday. I love when there's all this stuff going on. It's tons of activity on the
Shore
Sports
Network.
Yeah,
this is the home stretch. I mean, and then we roll right into the state tournament next week. So, yeah, it's the best time of the year.
Scott Stump, the managing editor of the Shore Sports Network. Of course, you read him daily, and I do mean daily, on shoresportsnetwork.com. So, Scott, kind of an interesting game here, a tale of two quarters. Looked like Manasquan was going to deliver the early knockout here in the first quarter. And then I thought, really, offensively, they had a lot of bad possessions when they could have increased the lead, and Vianney started chipping away, and all of a sudden, we've got a four-point game at the half.
Yeah, I thought they got a little sped up offensively where they were, you know, throwing some passes into traffic and kind of playing a little faster than they needed to, especially with the lead they have. But, I mean, that first quarter shows what their potential is. When they're making shots, they knock down four threes. You know, they can hit you with a 10-0 run in the blink of an eye, but program like St. John Vianney is not just going to fold up, and you knew that they were probably going to claw back into this thing. Getting that third foul on Marina Mabry, obviously pretty big near the half.
You know, having watched Manasquan play Neptune on Saturday, and I thought what Neptune really did was they got the game a little ugly. They didn't let a flow. They were grabbing, they were clutching, but they sort of took Manasquan out of their game, and I sort of felt like Vianney did a little bit of that in the second quarter.
Yeah, they were a little more physical, a lot of, you know, fights over loose balls and things like that, and, you know, that's kind of what you expect between these two teams. But yeah, that's the thing. I feel like Manasquan wasn't as under control as they were in the first quarter. I mean, when they're running their sets and executing, they're getting looks, but I think they were, you know, just kind of firing balls in traffic, trying to hit some backdoor passes that maybe weren't there. And St. John Vianney thrives in chaos. You know, they want the game. They want the ball to start flying all over the place. They want to be able to trap and run all over the floor. So I think the key for Manasquan in the third quarter is to just get Vianney back to playing more of Manasquan's tempo.
What were your thoughts on St. Rose's performance in the opening game, a 20-point win over Middletown South?
I'll tell you one thing. I rarely have ever seen a player with as quick of a release as Cat Phipps, the St. Rose senior. I mean, I was watching the video on my computer that we're posting on YouTube now. I mean, she's getting the ball. In a second, it's gone, and it's in the net. You can't even react, especially in transition when she gets that pass up ahead. You know, she went 6-for-8 from three-point range in the first half. And the scary thing about St. Rose is, they have so many weapons, and they share the ball so well. There is a lot of possessions. The ball doesn't even touch the ground. It's just boom, 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 open shooter. You know, Jen Lauro, the younger sister of Jess Lauro, has 19 points on 8-for-11 shooting, and she's just a sophomore. So, I mean, they have a lot of weapons. I mean, I was definitely impressed.
St. Rose, I think, plays the most beautiful game of anyone that you've seen, as you talked about. The ball moves so quick. Matt and I really did comment on Phipps' quick release, and I think part of it we said was she shoots the ball kind of low, and I think she has to avoid it, but nobody gets there quick enough even to get a hand in her face.
That's the thing. She doesn't really need to create space by keeping the ball up high. She just gets it off so fast. I mean, she takes, I think, 500 jumpers a day, and they time her. It used to be they wanted her to get it out in 2 seconds, and now it's down to 1 second where they want her to release the ball. So, I mean, she has really worked hard on that jump shot, and it shows.
Do you think St. Rose is the favorite on Friday night, regardless of who they play here, or are they toss-ups no matter who?
I mean, they are undefeated. They did beat Manasquan once, even though it was on St. Rose's home floor. I mean, you got to still feel like they are the favorite, although you talk to them, and they act like they're the underdog. You know, a lot of the girls feel like they still have something to prove, and that, you know, that a lot of people are going to think the winner of this game is still really the favorite, even though St. Rose is undefeated. So, you know, even though I think they should be the favorite, they don't almost see themselves as well.
Talking with Scott Stump, the managing editor of the Shore Sports Network. Scott, real quick, your thoughts on tomorrow night's boys semifinals. CBA North in the opener, and then Neptune Rumson in the nightcap.
I think two really good games, and I think the interesting thing, you have CBA and Neptune have a combined 38 Shore Conference titles between them. Toms River North and Rumson, zero. So you kind of have the two pedigreed programs against the two up-and-coming teams that have been in the semifinals the last couple years. Toms River North, I feel like when they play their best, they can be as good as any team in the Shore. Jordan Craig is their big X factor. And conversely for CBA, Sean Belby, their point guard, when he plays well, you know what you're getting out of Andre and Laffey. You know, and then Neptune, one of the hottest teams in the Shore, we kind of left them for dead at 3-7. They've won 12 out of 14. They're kind of really settling into their roles. And Rumson is a fun team to watch. I mean, Brendan Barry, one of the best scorers in the Shore. I think it's wide open. We were joking, as always, we say, what's the spread on these games, you know? And we were saying they're both almost pick-ems. You know, CBA, probably a favorite. They're the number one seed. It's always tough to knock them off. But I really think any of these four teams could win it all.
And I was really impressed with Neptune's defensive effort the other day.
I mean, Point Beach is one of the hottest offensive teams in the Shore coming into that game. They just scored 67 on Lakewood. They held them to 35 points. You know, they stifled Jesse Hill, who was coming off a 27-point game. And
Joe Fagan obviously made his name on defense at Jackson Memorial, and that philosophy's really translated over at Neptune, and now their scoring is very balanced. They're a difficult team to defend because they don't really have one guy who scores a boatload of the points. You know, just when we thought Neptune was kind of going to be out of the picture early in the year, see, now they're, you know, right in the mix for, that would be their 38th appearance in the Shore Conference final if they win.
A walking encyclopedia. Scott Stumpf, good enough to join us. He'll go back over in his corner with Matt Manley. They're both covering tonight's action. Check it all out afterwards on ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout. Let's take a 60-second timeout. We'll come back for the start of the second half. You're listening to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on the Shore Sports Network.